Gimel Amid Aleph. Let us see the Gemara. The last two words on Daf Kuf Lamed Beis Amid Beis. Vahad the Rabbi the Rav Safre Tanoi. Vahad the Rabbi the Rav Safre Tanoi. The Machloikis and Rabbi and Rav Safre. If Tzaras is Doicha Avoide, is that because that Tzaras is more Chamor than Avoide? Or is it because he's a Gavre de Loichozi? Is Vahod the Rove Verav Safre Tanoi? The Machlik is Tanoi. The Sanya we learned in the Baraisa as follows. Besar, says Besar Olosoi, Va'af Alpi Sheyesham Baheres, Yima Divrei Rabbi Yashi. So Rabbi Yashi says that we need a Pasuk to tell us that that Mila is Doiche Baheres. Now why do you need a Pasuk? Madoch Shabbos, that's more Chomer than Baheres. Is Mila is Doiche Shabbos, Savad Givis, Mila should be Doiche Baheres. So Rabbi says Rabbi Yashi held it's the other way around. That Tzaras is more Chomer than Shabbos. Tzaras is Doiche, Ktzitzis Beheres is Doiche Avoide, and Avoide is Doiche Shabbos. So from knowing that Mila is Doiche Shabbos, we would not know that Mila is Doiche Beheres. So therefore we need a Pasuk. Psar, Va'af Alpi Sheyesham Beheres Yimel, Divrei Rabbi Yashiah. So Rabbi Yashiah holds that Tzitzis Beheres is more chomer than Shabbos. Rabbi Yoinis in Noimer, ain't a tzorech. You don't need a posik to tell me that Mila is doiche Beheres. Shabbos chamure doiche, tzoras leikolshke. So Rabbi Yoinis in holds vakert that Tzitzis Beheres is kill from Shabbos. Ay, avoide is in doiche tzara, so kol choch the lomdus is gavre de loichozi. Or as Ravashi said a different svore, Ravashi said a svore because it is not beidne, that's why avoide cannot be doiche tzara. But meiker adin, tzara is killed on Shabbos. So memeil, if I see that mila is doiche Shabbos, avadi givis, it is doiche tzara. Agav Urche, the Rashi in Yume says, Pshat, how does the drosha go? Psar, Psar tells me, Afo Pishiyesham Beheres. So Rashi says, because by Negoim it says, Odom Kiyye Ba'ir Besoroi. So by Negoim it says, Boso. So the Psar over here is coming to tell us that the Boso that is mentioned, the Parshas Negoim, is one that's permitted to be koitzitz that Boso. Tanoi, zok Rashi, the ike de nafkelein, milo bismano, mikal vachoime kerob. That's Rabbi Yoinis. Vechi osakro, so the posik will only come lishaloi bismano. But with bismano, you don't need a posik. The ike de loi nafkelein, mikal vachoime. Vech terech le milo bismano, kerav safre. Vishaloi bismano, osye mi beinai. Zok de Gemara weiter. Omar ma, besar, af al pi, sheyesh som baheres yimel, divrei Rabbi Yashi. We learn out from this posik, even though there's a baheres, one is permitted to be mal. Frek de gemore, holom olikro, why do you need a posik? Dovor shein miskavinu, he's not mechavin, to be koitz, it's the baheres. So memele v'dovo shedim miskaven muta. So why do you need a posik? Omer Abayi le'nitzcha el Rabbi Yehuda doma dovo shedim miskaven osa. So Abayi said that Rabbi Yashi holds like Rabbi Yehuda that dovo shedim miskaven is osa. Rova Omer afilo teima Rabbi Shimon that Rabbi Yashi can hold like Rabbi Shimon that dovo shedim miskaven is muta. Moide Rab Shimon bepsik reishe v'lo yomus. Rab Shimon is moide by psik reishe. So here, through ktsitzis ha'olo, there's a psik reishe that the beheres will be cut off. So memeil afilo, according to Rab Shimon, to the dovo she'ine miskaven is, muter, he'll be osar al psik reishe. Va Abaye less lay hai svore. So the Gemara asks Abaye does not hold the svore of psikreisha. Va Abaye ve rove domri tavayu moide Rab Shimon be psikreisha ve lo yomus. Abaye also says that Rab Shimon is moide when there's a psikreisha, even though he's not mechavin, it is also. And for the Gemara, bosor de shomo me rove sofra. That means first Abaye held that even Abaye psikreisha according to Rav Shimon it is muta. And afterwards, when Rove said the svore, and Abaye was misbeinin in the svore, he was mekabalit from Rove, so therefore that lady was moide, that Rav Shimon is moide by a psikreisha. Now this Gemara, we have to know, is a very shveri Gemara. The Gemara asks Akasha, there's a dover she'ein miskaven. So memele, why do you need a posik? It should be mutar al dover she'ein miskaven. So the Rashba asks Akasha, he said, doesn't understand what shaykhis does this have, the Rashba, the Ritva. Ask Akasha, what shaykhis does this have to a dover she'ein miskaven? Dover she'ein miskaven means, goyrer odom mito kisei v'sapsel. His intent, he's schlepping banklach. That's what he's doing. L'maise al yedei pu'ulosoi, it can become acharitz, or vade become acharitz, but he's doing one thing. Another thing is occurring, or might occur, or will definitely occur, that's a psikreisha. Well, let's not get into psikreisha yet. Something might occur, we're not up to psikreisha. Something might occur, so memele, so since he doesn't have an intent to do the second thing, he's oisek in greiris hakisei, and svenzer, without his intent, becomes a charitz. So that is a dovo shein in miskaven, which is a machloikes, Rab Yehuda and Rab Shim. But over here, frektor rajbe, doha miskaven l'ktitze, he wants to cut it off. That means this boso that the Baharis is on, he wants to cut this off. When he cuts this off, he's cutting off the Baharis. But the reason he wants to cut it is not because he wants to be mitayer the nega. The reason is because he wants to make a maisa mila. So he wants to do this pula of tzitzis Baharis. He wants to cut this off. But the intent is not letayer. The intent is lomo. So the Rashba says ve'ein ze kori dover she'ene miskaben. This is not called a dover she'ene miskaben. No, this is called malacha she'en tzricha legufa. In Hilchos Shabbos you have such a musik. Ve'hava leke mechabe gachele shel eitz b'shus harab. Kedei shelo yezuke bo rabim. So this is similar to a person who's mechaba gecheles. And the Gemara says in Perikire that Shmuel holds Tova Shein and Miskaven, he holds like Rab Shimon. And Malacha Shein Tzrich Leguf, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Shmuel, this is also. So you see, even though you hold Tova Shein Miskaven is Mutter, if a person is mechaba Agacheles, because he wants to make the kibui, but the intent is not for the purpose of ending up with pachamim. No, the purpose is that shleizuke borabim. So that is called a melacha she'eino tzricha leguf. That's called a miskaven. So that's the Rashba's kasha. The Rashba says, the Ritva also brings down this teretz. The Rashba says as follows. The kosav rachmone, if the Torah would have written beferish, he shoma b'nega hatzaras shaloi tokit. If the Torah would have said, one is not permitted to be koitzitz ha-beheres. And I'll make a mila, so I'm being koitzitz ha-beheres. Hochi nami. So then I have a meiridike kasha. So this is no shaykhis at all with dover shayne miskavon. The Torah asked the ktsitze, I'm koitzitz with because of such a reason. But that doesn't say it in the pasuk. Hishama benega tzara shaloi tokets. It says in the pasuk, Hishama benega hatzara ksiv, not shaloi tokets. Kloima, So what is pshat in the lav? Sheloi yitaharenu. The Torah says, you should not be metayel the neger, ela bahiro askoy. He says, the pashta dikro is, that you should be careful, you should not be metayel the neger. Taras ha-neger lies in the hands of the kahan. That is the law. You should not be metayel the neger. Vanan hudamrine, the kivin shekain. So since there's an issa on a person to be metayel the neger, taras ha-negoim lies in the hands of the kahanim, is also litzaitz beheres. So therefore, one is not permitted to cut off a beheres. Why? Shemetayer hu biktzitzosoi, because by cutting it off, so then you are metayel the neger. So the issa is that one is not being, is not permitted to be metayel the neger. That is the issa. That is the tzuras issa. And through cutting off the neger, you are being metayel the neger. So this is an oifen that you are bringing tare, but the yisai te iser is tare. The hilkach kishezek koitzitz l'shem mila, havalei davar she'ene miskaven eitzel tare. So that means if the iser is to be metayel the neger, I'm oisik in a different thing. I'm oisik in making a mila. Unintentionally, this coming about taras hanega. So Mamela, this is considered a davar she'ene miskav. Since, let's say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so the lomdus is, since I know that there'll be, or there's a possibility there'll be a taras hanega, so it's kilo as macham to be metayel the neger also. Aber, it wasn't a kavone bepoil, but it was a subconscious kavone. That's the chaymer of davar she'ene miskav. But the iser is taras hanega. And I'm oisik in something else, no. Through my pool it comes out taras hanega. That is what the Rajba answers. The Sfas Emes asks a kasha on the Rajba. Amayr dike kasha. We learned yesterday that there's an iser of tzitzes negoim tahirim. So he says, if the whole Israel, if that's, there's no Israel of Ketzitzis Negoim. There's an Israel to be Metayel the Negas. He says, if the Negas is Toyer, so, watch out there. I astonish Metayel Zayn the Negas. That's the Sfas Emes Kasha. Could be, yesterday we mentioned the Tosfos Rit. The Tosfos Rit says that we're speaking about a Negas that has that a potential, it could become tummy. That means you have the nega, but say a loven will grow and it'll become tummy right away. It'll spread out, it'll become tummy right away. You have it already. So it's a potential. It is a nega which is now toya, but has can potentially be metame. So I'm doing a pool of that. I'll make sure this nega will never be metame. So mamela could be, this is also considered a type of a tahare, to take away the potential tumah, the tumah b'koyach, which lies in the negator. The Sfas Emes wants to say, and Bemisin, the Ritva brings down mamish, this teretz of the Sfas Emes. He says as follows, the Sfas Emes says as follows, the nega is hanega einoi elo krum bo'ir haboso. The nega is like a covering on the skin. By mila, he's not taking off the krum. He's taking off the boso. He's taking off kol haboso. So einenu bechlal ktsitzas beheres lahedye, elo de memela nitzatz kama krum. I thought a moshel, what would be if a person has a nega on his finger? And he'll cut off his hand. So mamela, so that's called ishama benega tzaras. If he doesn't have a hand, so the nega also got, but that is not the issa. The issa is to cut off the nega, to take the nega and to get rid of the nega. I'm doing something else. I'm removing the hand. I'm amputating the hand. If there's no hand, I won't have any nega. But that is considered. It's a psikresha also. That's all true, but it is not considered. It is not considered that I'm doing the isser dekra is to be misasik with the nega alone, to cut off the nega, shama benega tsaras, that is the isser. I'm being oisik in something else, I'm taking off the ola. Now, you take, see, this ola, the nega automatically will go up, but I'm not taking off the nega. This teretz, the Sfas Emes wants to say, and the Ritva says it. The Ritva brings down a third teretz on this kasha, a very mechudish diket teretz. And like the kasha was that the way the Rajba phrased the kasha was, this is in the wrong category. This is not Tova Shena Miskava. This is Malacha Shein Tzricha Lagufa. You're doing the pu'ula without the purpose of the pu'ula. So that's Malacha Shein Tzricha Lagufa, which is, applies in Hilchei Shabbos. It has nothing to do with Kol HaTeire Kula. The Ritva brings a teretz that B'chol HaTeire Kula a meloche shein tzricha legufe nechshav kedavar shein miskav. That fakir. In Shabbos you split it. But in kol ha-teire kula, and the Chassam Sofer brings down that Shuvas Chavas Yoyer, I think this Shuvas Chavas Yoyer is like this Ritva, not like the Rajbe. The Chavas Yoyer says, b'chol isurim chutz mi Shabbos, tam ha-teire mishum ha-tachlis. All Isurim besides Melech Shabbos, the Isur is the Tachlis. V'kivin she'enei mechavin lo'oysay Tachlis, avloy ein miskaven. That's what the Chavis Yor says, and I think this is what the Ritva says. That by kol ha'teir kula, the Isur is the Tachlis, what the Teireh asur. And if I'm doing it not for that tachlis, it's called that's called ain't a mechaven. I'm not mechaven for the tachlis. So the Ritva, and the Ritva brings a gemara in Sanhedrin. Other rishonim on a different shah the gemara in Sanhedrin. But the gemara in Sanhedrin says, "Mao sheyakiz la'oviv." The gemara declares a shaila. A son is not allowed to make a chabur in his father. Collect the gemara. Is it permissible to be makiz l'refu'e? The Gemara says it's a davar she'enei miskav. That brings a Gemara. So other than Goran and Pshat, but the Ritva seems to learn Pshat, that Pshat is, I'm doing the tzuris ha'aveire, I'm being chayvel ba'aviv, but I'm not mechaven to be chayvel, I'm mechaven l'refu'e. So that falls into the category of a davar she'enei miskav. Al Kaponim, we have here three mahalchim in the Gemara, three mahalchim to understand the Gemara, why the Gemara held that the Maisa Mila, when there's a Nega on the Ola, this falls into the category of Dovo Sha'ini Miskab. Let us see Rashi, Zot Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yashia, so Abaye said that the posik, if you have a posik, it's only going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Only going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yashia, the matzrich krolo, ki Rabbi Yehuda svirolei. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Lochi, the matzrich krolo hochi, Rabbi Yehuda svirolei. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rav said, "Moide Rav Shimon b'psikrei shehilkachi loy Rabbi kro loy avdi." It wouldn't be permissible for according to Rav Shimon. Savra nosam bo daite. After Rav said the svare, it was nosam bo daite v'kibol b'meno. Ike demasni lohod abaye v'Rav aho. Now the first Mandiyoma learned that Abaye v'Rove were going on the posik of Psar, that is Matel Lomel b'Mokim Baharis, and then there was a pilpul of Abaye v'Rove Why do you need a posik? It's a dovo shayne miskav. Ike the master lohod abai verovaho. He shamar benega tzaras lishmer miyoid velasoitz. So the Gemara darshins lasoitz I ato oise. So lohed pashtetz the Gemara is you're not allowed to do a pu'ule of being metayr the nega. Avol ato oisa oisoi besiv shal gabi ragloi ubemoit shal gabi kseifoi veim ovro ovro. What does this mean? That means that a person is not permitted to do a direct pu'ule to be meiser the nega. That he's not allowed to do. But if he has a nega where he ties his shoelaces, he's going to tie his shoelaces very tight, and it can very well be from these tight shoelaces, the shoelaces will be meiser the nega. Or he could carry a moit, a yoke, al gabi kseifa on his shoulder, and he has a nega over there, and putting it on his shoulder, the moit could rub off the nega. So we have a posik, that the posik is mater, siv shal gabi ragloi, umoit shal gabi kseifa. Vim ovra ovra. So the Gemara asks Akasha, "Voho lo malikro? Why do you need a posik to tell me that this is muter? It's a dova sheni miskavenu, but dova sheni miskaven muter." And this braise we brought a machloikis abaye v'rov. Omar Rabbi, lo nitzrcha el Rabbi Yehuda, d'omar dova sheni miskaven osa. Abaye says this is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Berava Omar afilo taimer Rab Shimon, moider Rab Shimon bepsikreishe v'lo yobz. Tachsich mit the Svas Emes asks a moir de kekashe. The Svas Emes asks, he says, what's the Gemara is asking? Maybe now I forgot the kasha. He says, the Gemara is asking, why do you need a posik to be matter? Why do you need a posik to be matter? Typically, it's a dovo sheine miskav. It's a dovo sheine miskav. So the Gemara is saying, al dovo sheine miskavin, you wouldn't have a heter. He says, be'emison, the posik is not matter al dovo sheine miskavin l'chayre. The posik is matter al grome. That means, I'm doing one thing, I'm putting a moat, a moat, I'll say for you. Finished, but nothing happened yet. The moat that is there, the moat will rub off the moat remaining, I'll say for, will rub off the nega, or the sieve will rub off the nega. So Emerson the heter is, but forget, you're not allowed to do a pu'ule that is meisel the nega, but a sieve is mutter because it's a grom, l'cheire, that's the gemara, that's l'cheire pshat in the posse. Now the gemara is asking, why do you need this heter of grom, l'cheire tape clay, that it's ain't a miskavet. A fellow wouldn't be a grom, it's ain't a miskavet. That's l'cheire pshat in the gemara's kasha. So that Omar Rabbi, Lenitzcha Elo, Rabbi Yehuda, Tomodova Sheni Miskaven also. The Rova Omar, Afilo Taimer Rab Shimon, Omoida Rab Shimon, Bipsikreishe Velo Yomus. Rabbi Yelesle Hai Svore, Vabai Verova Domri Tavayu, Moida Rab Shimon, Bipsikreishe Velo Yomus. Labosor de Shome Merove, Sovro. That is the Gemara. The way we're saying now that it is a grome, there's no kasha whatsoever. Why do you need a posik to tell me? Why do you need psar? If you have a posik that says that oise siv or moit al gabik seifoi, So why do you need a pasuk of psalm? So lechayra, the way we're saying that the kasha finds sich nicht on. Because here bechlal, it's a gromme, he's not doing anything. He's putting on the mait, and the mait is meisel, the nega. So here you have a heter, hastes of gromme. Oh, but by mila gufe, there you don't have a heter of gromme. There he's doing it by your diet. So there I would think that it should be also. If you hold over shenim is kaven is also. So therefore they need a posik, that even though Dovah Shenem Miskaven is Osa, or it's a Psikrei Shafal Pikin, it is Mutter. But here we don't know. Here we don't know this Heta. Could be this is Pshat and the Rajba Stel. The Rajba and Achsam Eresh this Kasha. Why do you need now the Posek of Psar if you have a Posek of Lasoiks? So that's Lachayre Pshat and his Teretz. Zay Dachsak Mer. You have to know if it is grom, it's sicher as it. The Rashba says, the hoche melachta hu oise me mele make its kayitz. Avol hosam koitzitz bi yedayim. A miskaven lo koitz, al sheni miskaven lo shem tzitzis tares, al kedai toch she osa. Lachere, it could be that that's pshan the Rashba's teretz. Here he's doing something else. Could be this is called a grom ba'alme. Could be this is called a grom ba'alme. So me mele, so... And there the heter is, I feel it doesn't be a dayim, it is still mutter. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Hochi garsino. Now, if Rashi says hochi garsino, if no Rashi made a girs in the Gemara. Lasoitz, oisa ato besiv shal ragloi, bemoit shal gabik sefer. So the Rishonim HaMavayah, the Ritvan, the Rashba HaMavayah, that Rashi did not like our Girsa. Our Girsa says, goes fakert. Yisham b'negar tzaras lishma miyoid v'lasois, lasois, iyata oise. Aval ato oise besiv shal gabi raglo. So, if the Girsa is lasois, iyata oise, so it comes out that Pshat in the Posik is, as the Ramban explains, Ishama bin, the Rashba says this, Ishama bin Nega Tzaras mei asois. You should be careful from doing. So then it would not be called the Ese. We learned the Gemara says before that Lasois is an Ese. If Pshat in the Posik is Ishama mei asois, it will be called a La. So therefore, Rashi has a different girsa. The girsa is lasois ata oise besiv. This is the pasuk is speaking positively. What someone is permitted to do, you are permitted to be oise besiv, and but you're not permitted avol iata oise shaloi besiv. That is the drosha. So it's a lava bo michlal say. Which is a din of an essay. That's Rashi's gifts. So let's see Rashi. Hochi gasin, lasis, oisa ato besiv. The pasuk speaks positively. Not the pasuk speaks negatively, and I can derive a heta. Pumfakel. The pasuk speaks negatively would be called a lav. Lasis, oisa ato besiv shal ragle, b'moit shal gabik seif. Vein sorich li zoyer mi litrak seif. One doesn't have to be careful. One is permitted to do it. That is what the pasuk is telling you. You are permitted to do it. We learn out, but if you're not doing melachta, it is also. That's a lava bo mechlal asay, which is a din of an asay. Agav uche lechayre the Gemara eres takashu. Why do you need a posik? Typically, it's a dovo sheinim miskaven. So Rav said it's a psikreishe. So lechayre the loshna Gemara is very shver, because the Gemara says ve'im avra avra. If it's a psikreishe, when the Braise brought down the heter of Moitz al Gabek Seifa, Gemara doesn't say he's allowed to do it, be Mavra Avra. If it's a psikresh, it's not for him. It's sicher going to be Avra. If it's sicher a psikresh that this is going to happen, so the Lashon v'im Avra Shver. So he found the Chiddush Yeranes, the Kasha. He says the Gemara doesn't mean v'im Avra. It means Avra Pisha Avra. The Yevshi Shaloi Taver. The Filu Avra. The Yevshi Shaloi Taver. Avra. Ein Bekach Klo. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Vabaye alibe der Rabshimen hai psa mai ovidle. So lechere the Gemara is asking now a shayla on the havamin of Abaye. Before Abaye was noches that Rabshimen is moide bepsikreishim. So Abaye held that is this every day, every dovo shayna miskaven according to Rabshimen. Every davar she'ein miskaven according to Rav Shimon, even though it is a psikreish, it is mutter. Frag the Gemara, so I bezoi, why do you, according to Rav Shimon, why do you need the psar? It is mutter als davar she'ein miskaven. And however we learn pshat, he's not miskaven l'tayr. That is the iser, he's miskaven lomol, not miskaven l'tayr. So Memela, so even though there comes about a tar, it should still be mutter. So why do you need a posik to be matter? That's the Gemara's kasha. V'abaye alibe de Rab Shimon hai psar my ovidlay. Omar Rav Amram ba'oimer lokeitz b'harosoy u'miskab. It is speaking about that he's mischaven Lokets parosai. Like the Gemara Tinach Godel Kotten Ma'ika Lameina. Now, before we come to Kotten, he says we have a psar by Godel. There's a psar by Godel, a psar by Ben Shmoines Yomim, and then we have a in between. We learn now according to Abaye Matzat. But Al Koponim. A godel that is mechavon letayres atzmoi. Ba'oimel. The Rishonim say ba'oimel does not mean that he's announcing it. It's understood from sich alein. There's an ansadi is mechavon. So the Meiri learns pshat na'agemor, which would be theoretically the easiest pshat. We're speaking about a godel who has a beheres on his ola, and he's mal himself. And he wants to be mitayr himself. Tracht nicht nur l'shem mitzvahs milach. I mean, Baruch Hashem, he macht a mitzvahs milach, but he wants to be mitayr himself also. He's ichem meschaven l'tayr. So get him up. He wants it. Who are you fooling? It's a non-sadi denier that he wants it. So memele, that is how the Meiri learns pshat in the Gemara. So a godel, we have a geshmaki case that he's mal himself and he's mechavin to be mitayr himself. So you need a pasuk afal pi ken it is mutter. The Chassam Sofer wants to say pshat that it's not speaking about that he was mal himself. It is speaking about that someone else was mal him. But he's misayeya. In the Mila, Nishtel Su Ataz, there's a famous Taz in Simen Shinchav Ches, Nerechayim, that speaks about if a person is permitted, when you're taking out a tooth, a goy is permitted to take out a tooth from a chayla shein bo yisakone, so he's Messiah, he's opening up his mouth, he's complying, just like we have by Nikif, a Messiah is Chayif, if he's Messiah, b'ktzitzis peyoysov. So the Taz holds if a person is Messiah, you have to take out the tooth and Kabbalah. So it also should be, it's a Messiah sheyesh by mamish, it should be chayiv. So the Chassam Sofer says, this Gemara according to the Taz, this Godel is Messiah in the Ktsitsis Beheres. So Memele, and he, in the Ktsitsis Ola, and he wants to become the Moyel gave him Dornishton. The Moyel is Machavan for Mitzvah's Mila. But there's two in this Asik. He's Messiah also. So Memele in this Siyua, So just like by a nikif that is misayayam. So he's also like it. So here also, since he's misayayam and the ktsitzes habaheres, and by him he's mechaven for tahare, it's an ansad, he's mechaven for tahare. So memele, so you don't even have to have dovo shayne miskaven. So you need a pasuk in such a case. The Gemara is the kasha, according to Abaye, according to Rav Shimon. That Rav Shimon holds every dovo shayne miskaven is mutter. I feel it's a psik reisha. So why do you need a pasuk? So he says, the pasuk you would need, if, for the moil is an ainim miskaven, taka. The moil is an ainim miskaven. But the godel hanimel is a miskaven. So memele, you need the pasuk to tell me, even though he is a miskaven, so you have already the iser of tzitzis beheres, of opikem. Mila is doich. Now let us see Rashi. Babaya livid Rav Shimon, meikore, mikame desovro. That what, that Rav Shimon is moide bepsikreshe. Hai bsar my ovid lay. Why do you need this psar to tell me that Mila is doichet saraz? Ba'oim elokets, godel shohu baronche. Ba'oim elemoyel lokets baharosoi. Bekavon elitoya. He's telling the moyel lokets baharosoi, the god of his beheres. Bekavon elitoya. So lechoyre, the rehites loshen of Rashi is, that he has kavone litoya, he has kavone to be mitayer himself. He has kavone to be mitayer. He tells the moil to do it, and he has kavone to be mitayer himself. L'chayre, from Rashi, it's very unclear. So, I mean, the moil, L'chayre, not that he tells the moil to be mechavim, but the moil doesn't have a shegit, she's not allowed to be mechavim. V'oimer l'moil locates, because v'oimer l'moil locates b'harosoi, he tells the moil locates b'haros, b'kavon, and he has kavon alitoya. That means when he's telling the moil to do it, he has kavon alitoya. So what is? Is lulei de mistafine, there's a psay mishnal melachin, Hilchus Neged Saras, that would also seem to say this, but often I couldn't find a k'tzois, but there's a k'tzois in an oath that says a very interesting chiddush. The k'tzois says that it is shayach in a pu'ula to split the pu'ula. Half can be done through a shliach, and the other half I can do myself. That means I can tell a shliach to lift up something, please lift this up, and I'll have kavana to be koinah, or I'll have kavana to gazel the thing. That means, so you're mitzaref the pu'ulas ha-shliach with my kavana. And that means, let's say, out the pool alone, there's no aveir involved, so there's no dinat in shliach ledvar aveir. You could be mitzaref, I say, likmir and kofte, such a k'tzais, that you can be mitzaref the pulas ashliach and you'll add on my kabon and then you'll have a pulas aveir. So that's the this is pshat and Rashi, because let us be zoma abyssal chumber. We're talking about this godel. There's a mitzvah of mila on him, so he wants to be mekayim mitzvah milah. I mean, so lechayre when he tells the moil to be malim. L'chayre, he's making him a shliach. So he's making him a shliach to be malim. So on the etzim mile, l'chayre, there's no avere, fakert is a mitzvah. So we are miyaches, the pulas ha-shliach, ki'ilu the mishalayach did it. So it's like, I was mal now. Fine. So whatever the shliach did, it's kila I did. And I'm a chavin to tara also. So for me, l'chayre, it should be, so it's ki'ilu, the cotton, ki'ilu, the nimoil, was mal himself, b'kavona l'tayres atzma. I think this is pshat and Rashi. Godel shu baroinshim, v'oimel l'moil lokitz barose, b'kavona l'toyer. Not that the male should have kavanah l'toyah. He has kavanah l'toyah. He's telling him to do it. So it's going to a male. And the male is Isaac in Asara Sa'ola. And he has kavanah l'toyah. And that's the male with mitzarif the pu'ulas a male in kavanah. So it's considered that he did an avera. That he was kaitzitz b'harosay. I think this is pshat and rashi. So the male is at the Gemara. That's very good. Tinach Goder, Cotton Michael Amen, but we have two psukim. We have a psar that's written by Amilas Godel. We have a psar that's written by Yom Hashmini. Cotton Michael Amen. The cotton has no kavanah l'toyah as atzmai. The Godel, the moil, also has no kavanah to be metayer him. He has kavanah to make a ma'is amila. So it's a sadova shayna miskavan. So again, so why do you need a pasuk by a cotton? Tina godel kot maikol ameima. Omar av mesharshie ba'oimer avi haben lokutz beheres de bnoyu ba'oimer avi haben lokutz beheres de bnoyu kamiska. So fakeltzer av mesharshie speaking about that the father is the moyo. Tzayim eshmini and the father is the moyo. And the father wants to be metayer his son. The father gave him yons. It's an ansadr. He wants to be metayer his son, just like he himself wants to be metayer his atzmoy. So the father, who's mal, wants to be metayer his son. Let us see Rashi. Kotn de lo yod lechavuni. Ma'ika lemeima. Why do you need a postik? So by a kotn you have lechayre ahet of dova shenem iskav. Val kocher betavayu ksivi bisar kedem rinelel. We have a head of davar shein miskaven. He's miskaven to be metaya. The father is muzer. So memele without a posik, I would think he's not permitted to do it. So the posik tells us that he is permitted to do it. And in that case, where is the mechaven? Frag the Gemara, v'yika acher leved acher, frag the Gemara, in such a case by the father, l'chayre, why is it permissible for the father to be mal his son? And when the father is mal his son, tutzach haktzitzis haberes, and he's mechaven to be metayer, l'chayre, If we could avoid the tchiyah, we should zikha avoid it. The Omar Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Kol mokim shata moitze ese velo isa asimata yochel lekaim shneye mutev. Vim lav yove yese v'yitche lo isa ase. Reish Lakish said a klal. Ese doiche lo isa ase is not a free for all. If you could avoid the pgisha between the es and the loisas, it's possible to you can be mekayim the mitzvah without being doicha the loisas. You should do it. If you can't avoid it, then you're permitted. You say es doicha loisas. So lochayra the kasha is. So if we have a father a moyel, when the father is mal, there's an iser of tzitzis beheres. When someone else is mal, there's no iser of tzitzis beheres because he's an enem iskaven. So how is a taka permissible? How could the Torah be matarit? This does not follow the guidelines of Reish Lakish in Hilchos Tchiyah. And for the Gemara, the Lekach, the Pasuk is speaking, in Hanami, the Pasuk is speaking about that there's no other Moyel around. The Father is the only Moyel. So without this Pasuk, I would say there's no Din Tchiyah. So the Pasuk is coming to tell us there is a Din Tchiyah. But in Hanami, if there's an Ache, let it be done on Yedayach. What is the Rashi? V'yi yika acher, she'enei choyshish letaroi. If there's an acher that has no intent to be metayer the cotton, le'eved acher, v'loi leki of lohosom. The father shouldn't stand there. V'av al gav de rov yikro, I, the Torah said it is permissible, he still shouldn't be done. Shreyata yochel akai mesab leki yisrav l'rab shimon. Da achloi mechavim b'loyova. V'omar Reish Lakish v'ribuyo l'mayosa. Now, this Lashon of Rashi, v'loy leke of lahosom, the father shouldn't stand there, is very difficult to understand. I mean, l'cheire, the kasha is, the father shouldn't make the mila. What do we accomplish by the father standing there? So, I didn't see clearly, but in the Mishnah Malcha would seem, which I don't understand, the way we had mentioned before, that you could be mitzaref, the pulas ha-shliach with the kavon of the mishalach. So, the Mishnah Malcha dachsme says aloshin, when the father's there, so he's doing it b'shliches ha'av, so memela, then the father's ayvan tzitzis ha-beres, because the father wants it should be done. It's very modern when the father is not there. He's not doing a b'shliches av. L'chayre, the father has a mitzvah. L'chayre, it's very unclear. I mean, if im keinem anachnu, that we had said before, they could be mitzaref, the pulas ha-shliach with the kavonas ha-mishalach. So l'chayre, I mean, l'chayre, I feel like the father is not standing there also. L'chayre, you have the kavonas ha-av. And the pulas hashliach. So what did we accomplish? I'm afraid what Rashi says, v'loy leiki of lahosam. Now, I just would like to mention a nekuda that the father making the mila v'le'evet ach. There's a meiradike machloikes between the Ktzos and the Shach, the Ramah, l'gabi the Indian of mitzvahs mila, if there's a musig of shlichus. Surpass shlichus by mila. The Shach and the Ktzos and Simon Shinpei Beis say that there's no Indian of shlichus by mila. If a father is able to be mal, he should mal himself. If he can't be mal, then he makes someone else appoints another mal. But like this, he should not be mal or yudei shliach. The Ktzos explains this as follows. A very mechudishtik Ktzos. The Ktzos brings down a Tosfos Rit. The Tosfos Rit says, not in all cases do we say shluchei shalodom kemoisai. The Tosfos Rit says as follows. I make a shliach, you sit in the sukkah for me, you wear tefillin for me, and finished. And I make you a shliach, I'll give you some money in the chaychid, abar kaponim, finished, and I can do whatever I want. I'm sitting in the sukkah, shluchei shalodom kemoisa. So the Tosfos Rit says there's no such musig of shluchei shalodom kemoisa. A mitzvah shebegufoi, something that has to be done. Ich darf sich gifen in the sukkah. There's no din, guf chaveiroi is kegufoi. That's what the Tosfos Rit says. So the Ktzos stells this Tosfos Rit to mitzvah mila. The mitzvah mila is that the aviyah ben should make the bris. That is the mitzvah, that he should make the bris. It's a mitzvah l'aviyah ben. I love it. So memele, if he'll tell someone else to do it, so he's not doing it. So there's no, the mitzvah of l'aviyah ben is not niskayim. That's what the Ktzos says l'aloch. You don't have this mitzvah. The Beis HaLevi says, nishtazoy, there is a din shlichus. There is a din shlichus by mila. And the Beis HaLevi brings a raya from our Gemara. Because he says, if there's no din shliches by mila, so he says, so what's pshat in the Gemara's kash? I have a mitzvah. He says, Rish Lakish says, kol heiched yefshel kaim shneim, so then, you be kaim shneim. If not, you say, yes, adoich aloi sasa. He says, the father is a mitzvah to be malas benoi. The father can't be mal without tzitzis beheres. I mean, as the tata, he wants to be metayres ben. So what is it? So the Gemara says, why is it doiche? Let us say, why is it doiche? It's efshay deyache. Shein efshay deyache, according to the Ktzos. But if Yenna will do it, I won't have the mitzvah. So that's a called efshay deyache. Efshay deyache means that I could do the mitzvah without being over a lot. The Gemara asked the Kasha by Yibum, why do you say yes, a doich alay sasa? You can make chalitza. So why do you have to make Yibum? Make chalitza. There's no Kasha, let someone else make Yibum. I mean, the mitzvah's on me. There's a kasha, the Shagasaya is a kasha, once again, but the Shagasaya is kasha. How can the Kohen Gadol, when he does the Avodah, he's over this kloin, a levishus kloin. Like the Shagasaya, how is the Kohen Gadol allowed to do the Avodah? Let it be done to a Kohen Hedyot. It can be done to a Kohen Hedyot also. So time at the base of life, very good. But the Kohen Gadol has a mitzvah. It's not Efsha Ayyadeh. Yes, with Reish Lakish. It could be done without Levishus Kloim. A Kohen Hedyot doesn't wear Kloim. The Avnate of the Kohen Gadol was Shatnes. So a lot of Kohen Hedyot to the Avodah. They're fine. But I won't have the mitzvah. Time at the base of life. The mitzvah, my mitzvah, ich bin doch eichet ayid, ich bin eichet a mitzvah to do the avoidah. So my mail, why do you say, how am I permitted to do the avoidah? It can be done to a kohen edit. But I won't have the mitzvah. And the mitzvah is mutal on me also. So my mail, you say, yes, da ich aloi sasa. So tain it to beis halevi, the same way over here also. If there's a mitzvah on the father, so what is pshat? So it's efshal yedei acher, but he won't have the mitzvah. So the Beis HaLevi is Edmundov and the Gemara Dov HaKelt as a pasta din Shlichis. So Meila frek the Gemara Moira Niki Kashe. Frek the Gemara Kashe say Bazoi. So why is the father permitted? Why is the father permitted to make the Mila? It's Efsha Yidei Acha. So about the Gemara answers, the Leka Acha. But we have to know Klol, This nekuda darf man noch wissen. Im keinem anachnu that you mitzarif the pool of the shlich with the kavan of the mishalach. So we have to understand the trufe how a shlich helps. And we have to understand the lashon of Rashi v'leiku of lahosam. Let us see Tosfos. Va'abaye alibe de Rav Shimon. Voice akash according to Rav Shimon. Why do you need the posse? According to Rav Shimon, why did the pasuk? Ola Rav Yonasan loy mi boile. According to Rav Yonasan, there's another kasha. According to Rav Yonasan, why did the pasuk? The Gemara doesn't speak about it. Rav Yonasan, you don't need a pasuk. It's a kal v'chayma. Rav Yonasan loy mi boile. The mukilei beinani. The pasuk is going on a beinani. That means milish loy bezmano, which is not toich Shabbos. So you don't have a kal v'chayma. Labayanami, so it's going on Bainini. Labayanami Doma Lael, the Bainini Osemi Bainaya. Abaye says you don't need a pasuk from Bainini. You could learn that a Matzad from Milo Bizman and Godu. Motzila Meima, so Lachaira Shvel, why didn't Taka need a pasuk? Lachaira Kotn, you can learn from a Kalva. Chayma, Godu, you have a pasuk, so why did you need Psar by Kotn? Motzila Meima, the Sava Rabbianis, and Milsa, the Osi, the Kalva Chayma, Toch, because of Loko. Einachanami Taka. You don't, Rabbi Yenison only said you don't need a pasuk for it, but Lamaisa the Torah wrote the pasuk. Ba'oima lokaitz ba'arosa yihu miskav. Vim taimim kein amai koma rabaye loy nitzrach ha'elo Rabbi Yehuda. Fak tach taisa say bezoi. So now we have a full according to Rabbi Shimon. There's a tzio that you need a pasuk to tell me that mil is doich on his mechavim. So why, before the Gemara is Takash, it said, Dovah Shainim is Kavan, so Abaye said, this whole Barais is only going according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's going according to Rabbi Shimon also. Oh, Rabbi Shimon Ami Yitzrich, Kedi Yom HaRoche. V'yishloi med the Loshim Barais and Mash med the Mayri B'loi Miskav. The Barais is speaking about B'loi Miskav. Mid the Loiktoni Bosa Rafal Gav the Miskav and Lokitz Beres Yimel. The Barais is talking about a fellow when he's not miskaven, you need a pasuk. So the Gemara said that the Barais is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. But the pasuk could be you need when he's taken mechav. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar ma, yom tev einay doiche elo bizmano bilvat. That mila is only doiche yom tev, if it's mila bizmano. Mila shaloi bizmano is not toiche yontif. Mino ani mili. How do we know that mila shaloi bizmano is not toiche yontif? Oma cheski. So lecher de kashe, since it's a mitzvah sasei of mila, so let it be toiche yontif. Why isn't it toiche yontif? Oma cheski. Bechein tonne devei cheski. Oma kro. Loisai siru mimenu ad boike. You should not leave over the Kolben Pesach ad boike. And then it says, Van Noisa, Mimenu Ad Boike, Beishis Choyf. So it says Nachamol Adbaika. Shein Talmud Loi Ma Adbaika. The second Adbaika is extra. Ma Talmud Loi Ma Adbaika. Bo Akosov Litan Loi Baika. Shein Ilisrei Fosai. Vanoisa Mimenu Adbaika Sheini. They says you wait till Chalamoid to burn the Noisa. But they says the Pasuk is telling us, even though you have Noisa Ranyontet, and there's a mitzvah of Sreifas Noisa, Hafal Pikein, since it's not Kabua Loizman, since this is not, you have a mitzvah, but it doesn't have to be done with Dafke today. It's not a mitzvah Shekabua Loizman, so you wait till after Yontet. So Memele, so the same thing by Mila, Taki, you have to be Mal this child, but it doesn't have to be done today. Memila bismano, it has to be done today. Shaloi bismano, so you can wait till tomorrow. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Shein Talmud loy mad boiker tinyon, vanois men ad boiker, the motzila, vanois men ad boiker, the motzila michta, vanoiso, vahishti sreifu. Alme asreife koi, it's going on the sreife, that it should be burnt at boike. Bochi koma, vanois men abiz man she salti lucho, vahainu boike rishin, kshirove boike, sheini shuchay lishu moite sreife. Avol b'yontev lo, you're not permitted to burn noiser on yontev. Alme, midi de choyl, so Rashi is a very interesting optaich. Since this kolben, is be'etzem, it's a choyl dike kolben, lo yevdinim b'yontev. So it is not doiche yontev. U'pesach kolben yudalet benissen shu'u choyl. Pesach is a choyl dike kolben. So memele, so the mitzvahs that are chal on a choyl dike kolben are not doiche yontev. U'mile sheloiv is not mano, nami midi de choylu. The Bishabis Zuloi Hoyozmano. So Memele, so since it's not his man, so it is not Toichiyot. That is one drosh. Abaya Omar Omakro, a similar drosh. Oila Shabbos Bishabatoi. Oila Shabbos, the Tomid of Shabbos, you're permitted to burn in Shabbos. But let's say Erev Shabbos you brought a tumbit. You were not makter the tumbit, and it became Shabbos already. You're not permitted to be makter the Ivorim of the tumbit in Shabbos. So the same Yesod. That a chol dike mitzvah is not doiche yontem, since this is not his ma. Let us see Rashi, v'loi oilus chol b'yontem eivori, tomit shalav of yontem ein kreven b'yontem. Milish loi bizman, inami ka oilus chol b'yontem domit. This is a mitzvah shel chol, it's not a mitzvah that is chal on this man. So memele, so it's not doiche yontem. Rova omar omakro hu levada ye yosu lechem hu veloi machshirin. That the machshiri echol nefesh is not toichi yontev. Levada y veloi mila shaloi bizmano. To os yim mi kal vachoyme. Lechoyer I would have a kal vachoyme. I could figure out from a kal vachoyme that what? That it should be toichi. So, look me the posit that it's not toich. Look to Rashi, doshi be kalvachoyme, shetitche. I would have a kalvachoyme that it should be doiche, matzoras. Shedoiche avoide, milish loibizmane doiche, so, milish loibizmane is doiche, tzoras. Kedemrin aleel, yontev, shenitche sivnei avoide, and in she milish loibizmane doiche, oise. Lahoche itztrich levadoi. That's why you need levadoi. That's me, one of the Rishonim asks, Sapsapeladike Kashe, of all people, Rove should not be the one to say this Kal Vachayme. Because Rove holds that Tzaras is killed on Shabbos. He holds that Tzaras is not Deicha, the void is not Deicha Tzaras, is because Gavra Deloi Chozi. So one of the Rishonim asked this kasha, how could Rava say such a statement over here? Rava says there is a kal v'chaim. I would have a kal v'chaim. That's neither gzeres or kav salavadi to tell me that it's not teich. Ravashi yomal shabos and esahu. Abla yontav esah v'loi sasav enesah deiches loi sasav esah. B'chal there's no din t'chiyin. Because yontav is a loi sasav esah. So mamelis amilu shaloi bizmano, even though it is, there's an esah, but it's not teich loi sasav esah. V'ein esah demilu deich loi sasav esah. Abu bizmano is rabbi, maybe yoim afilu bishabes. So the Gemara vaita, klal omar Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said that what, that machshir ein mitzvah, that is efshel aso yisam yerev shabes, anad doiche shabes. Klal omar Rabbi Kiva, omar Rabbi Yudha marav alochi ki Rabbi Kiva. We paskalize Rabbi Kiva. Snan nami gabi pesach ki agavne, klal omar Rabbi Kiva kom aloche shefshel aso yisam yerev shabes, hein ei doiche sa shabes. Machshirei Pesach, Tzitzis Yabeles, Levi Mechutz L'Tchum, that's Efshel Asoysim Erev Shabbos, it's not Teiche Shabbos. Shchites Yefshel Asoysim Erev Shabbos, Teiches HaShabbos. Amar Yudha Marav, Alochik Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Yudha Marav, Paskin like Rabbi Kiva, by Machshirei Milan, Paskin by Rabbi Kiva, by Machshirei Pesach. Utzriche. And we need this psak of Rabbi Yehuda Marav by both cases. The Ashmini Gabi Mile, Hosamu the Marshirim, Shef Shalasais Mesmalei Dochi Shabbos Leke Chorus. The Mile is, Ha'av, there's no chorus involved. Av, or Pesach Dike Chorus, Ein Malitri Shabbos. The Ashmini Gabi Pesach, if we say Elohik Rabbi Kiva Gabi Pesach, Mishum Dloy Nichesu Ala Yud Gimel Brises. Aval Mile de Nichesu Ala Yud Gimel Brises, Ein Malitri Shabbos, Srich. That's why you need both psokim of Rabbi Yudha Marav. Zog Rashi, vein esed de milo deich alo isas aves, alo bizman es habim, vien mefilo bishabes. Gabi Pesach kol maloch eshev shul olaso is merev shabes. Kegoin hava osay mechutz l'tchum, vachatich es yevalto, yitzrich lamayim betavai aloch ikra bekive de marshirin leidoch. Milo bizmano leke koriz, the cotton lav baronchenu vavu le mechayev olay koros. Zok taisvitz. Usna nami gabi pesach ki agavno am rabi do marav aloch ikra bekive. Vohi loy porch hilchus ala meshiche. Why does he have to tell us we paskin like rabi kive? We don't have a kolben pesach saibus right now. Yeah. Mishim de nafke mine gabi mile. Avol gav de gabi mila, this is not kibidil gabi mila. Avol gav de gabi mila, nami posik ochi, mikobokim le lumi piske de mila, posik nami gabi pesach, agav de posik gabi mila, the tail of Menashe, psak boruhu lechol dovo. That by all matzovim, even this asvor yesh by chorus, it's also not deich. But sriche di yashmin and rabbi hudekoi, the posik rabbi kiva ochi bosa. Tia de Rabbi Kiva, in came the patch to Alechem, the Tony Nami Klalom Rabbi Kiva, Abel Meimer Tzriche. Why did Rabbi Kiva say the third time Machshirim is in Doiche? So Rabbi Kiva is Bochal no Kash. Rabbi Kiva, wherever they say Machshirim is Doiche, he has to come and say Machshirim is not Doiche. Now the Kash is, now you don't marav, why does he have to pass in both cases like Rabbi Kiva, Bechem Pirish Bekuntus? Zog the Mishnah. Oisin kol tzolchei mila b'shabbos. Kol tzolch and mila one is permitted to do b'shabes. Moyelin, allowed to be moyelim z'trashi, chaytach es ha'ola. Upoirin z'trashi, upoirin es ha'oir ha'machasa ro'yishagit. You make priya. Umoytetzin, you make metzitze. Z'trashi, moytetzin es ha'dop. V'av al-gav di'asi es chabure. By being, sucking out the dam, you are making a chabure. She'ein adam nitek michiburoi erlo al yedei chabure. By sucking it out, you are creating a chabur over there. It's also permissible. The nice name oleo is pelanis uchmoi. One is permitted to put on the make, on the mokim amilis pelanis tachboishes types of medication. Im lo yishochak me erev Shabbos. What if he did not grind the chmoin, which is a type of a medication, he did not grind it erev Shabbos? Lo yeis b'shinov v'noisen. So he makes a tchine b'shinui. So instead of grinding the Kamayin in Shabbos, he chews it. So this is a Tchina B'Shinui. And as Rashi says, Kamo De'ev Shel Shinui Yemishanina. If you could avoid Chilul Shabbos, Rishayim Mishtal Chul, just like we had before by a Yoldis, you bring a Shemen, if you could carry it B'Saira, you carry it B'Saira, Klerdi Klishnui Yemishanina. Im Loi Torav Yayin V'Shemen Me'erev Shabbos. What if he did not mix together? This was also a Dover HaMerapet. That they used to mix together, they used to beat together yain and shemen, they used to put it mistama on the mokim amila. Is he nosen zeba atzmai vizeba atzmai? So you don't mix it in Shabbos, you put it on bazunda. Kacha yiragilam, veyirafue, shema alvim v'terfim bekore yain v'shemen yachik yider shaterfim beim bekore. So you do it in this way. Vein oisin lo choluk lechatchilam. And you do not make a choluk. Choluk ke'ein kis dochu koyu oisin. This was a tight kiss. Umalbishin es roish agid ado atore. Ve'koishim shom kedei shlo yarzer ha'oyer lechasis es agid. That the oyer should not, the oyer apriye should not be mechasa the gid. The Loshna Rashi, I would have very much appreciated if Rashi would have said, Malbishin es roi shagid al ha'atore, not ado ha'atore, because we're speaking about the roi shagid, so what's that ado ha'atore? The roi shagid is the ha'atore. Now everyone says ado ha'atore, leisach nishkem shat. I mean, other Rishayim say, no, you put this on the ha'atore. So al ha'atore both given very good. Ado ha'atore is a little unclear. But al kaponam, if you did not make this choluk, this kis dochuk, you don't make it in Shabbos. He wraps around the shmat on it. And that will hold it, and that will prevent the oyer apriya to be mechasa the git. Im lo hiskin me'erev Shabbos. What if he didn't bring it? Nahiske me'erev Shabbos, koirech al etzboi u'meivi v'afilu mechotzer acheres. Koirech al yodai derech malbush l'shanoisoi mederech haitzo b'choil. He brings the shmata mechotzer acheres. Now the Rishash Tain is on this Rashi, Tain is it's double talk. Derech malbush l'shanoisoi. He says if it's derech malbush, it's muta. If it's l'shanoisoi, so it's not derech malbush, it's a shinoi. Rabbi Kiveger is medayik, and the Magen Avraham is also medayik. Va'afilu mechotzer acheres, one is permitted to take it from another chotzer. That is permissible. So you're permissible to take it from another chotzer al yidei shinui. You're not allowed to take it. He says they were mater epesazoi to take from another chotzer al yidei shinui. In fact, Rabbi Kivega. And before we, but in the Magen Avraham, Abba Meshus HaRabim HaYidei Shinui, it is also, they only matter to the Rabbonon's Vaisdais. Like Rabbi Kivege, before we hear in the Mishnah, Im Loi Shochak Me'erev Shabbos, Loi Yis Mishinot. So, he's permitted to chew it with his teeth. So what is this? This is Tchine. This is a Dereis Adikim Olocha Tchine with a Shinui. So they were matter Tchine with a Shinui. So why wouldn't they matter to bring the shmate alatzboi b'shusarab ma'idei shinui. That's Rabbi Kivege Zakash. So the Rishash is a very geshmaket teretz. He says that the what is the purpose of each thing? Loyis b'shinov. This is al tzrefuah. Al tzrefuah. The refuah they were matter afilu to do a malacha deraisa yidei shinui. This is refuah satinik. So they were matter taket. Masha'in kain. Masha'inken over here, this choluk, although this is not al tzrefuah. This is pshat to ensure that the mila should remain a good mila. Shaloi kedei shlo yachzer ha'ir lechasis ha'sagid. So this is not l'tzeirech refuah hatinik, this is l'tzeirech ha'mila. L'tzeirech ha'mila, they weren't matter one shvus, just like before the mila. They weren't matter one shvus either. So Mela after the Mila, to ensure that the Mila should remain good, they weren't matter one shvus. That's why you need two shvusim.